you will hear a talk about the World Trade Organization. As you listen, you must answer questions 35 to 44 by writing no more than three words in the space provided on the right. You will hear the talk twice. You now have 60 seconds to read questions 25 to 44.
As you probably know, the World Trade Organization, which is generally referred to as WTO, was established on January 1, 1995. Its offices are located in Geneva. In order to understand the functions of WTO better, we should also learn something about GATT, the WTO's predecessor. GATT stands for the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. It was established on a provisional basis after the Second World War. Following the establishment of other institutions dedicated to international economic cooperation, such as those now known as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, the original 23 GATT countries were among over 50 which agreed to a draft charter for an international trade organization. It was a new, specialized agency of the United Nations. The charter of the ITO was intended to provide not only world trade disciplines, but also contained rules relating to employment, commodity agreements, restrictive business practices, international investment and services. In an effort to give a boost to trade liberalization after the Second World War and to begin to correct protectionist measures that remained in place from the early 1930s, tariff negotiations were opened among the 23 founding ITO contracting parties in 1946. This first round of negotiations resulted in 45,000 tariff concessions affecting $10 billion of world trade. It was then about 20% of the world trade. It was agreed that these concessions should be protected by early acceptance of some of the trade rules in the draft ITO charter. These tariff concessions and rules came to be known as the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade and came into force January 1948. Although the full ITO charter was agreed to at a UN conference on trade and employment in Havana in March 1948, ratification in national legislatures proved to be impossible in some cases. When the U.S. government announced in 1950 that it would not seek congressional ratification of the Havana Charter, the concept of the International Trade Organization was effectively finished. Despite its provisional nature, the GATT remained, and it became the only instrument governing international trade from 1948 to the establishment of the WTO. Through throughout the period, further efforts to reduce tariffs, improve international trade, and move closer to an international trade body continued. The negotiations took place in a series of 8 trade rounds, some of which took several years to reach agreement. The final round, Uruguay, concluded with the Marrakesh Agreement, signed April 15, 1994, which established the World Trade Organization as of January 1, 1995. Now, you may wonder how GATT differs from WTO. First of all, GATT was a set of rules. The WTO is an institution. Secondly, GATT was conceived of as a provisional measure, while WTO is a permanent commitment for its participants. Also, GATT rules applied to trade in manufactured goods, but the WTO covers manufactured goods, services, and trade-related aspects of intellectual property. What is more, GATT was a patchwork of agreements among various members of the trading community. The WTO applies to every partner in the membership. Finally, WTO dispute settlement system is faster and less susceptible to slowdowns than the GATT system, and it is expected that the implementation of WTO dispute rulings will be more easily achieved. Although the WTO came into existence January 1, 1995, the GATT of 1947 continued to exist until the end of December 1995 in order to give GATT member countries time to join the WTO and ensure an orderly transfer between the institutions of GATT and WTO. GATT 1994, the updated rules of the old GATT, are enshrined in the WTO agreement, principally in the areas of international trade in goods. Out of a potential membership of 152 countries and territories, 76 governments became members of the WTO on its first day. By October 1996, 123 governments had accepted the Marrakesh Agreement and membership in the WTO. Not only does the WTO have a potentially larger membership than GATT, which had 128 by the end of 1994, it also has a much broader scope in terms of the commercial activity and trade policies to which it applies. As noted, the GATT applied only to trade in merchandise goods. The WTO covers trade in goods, services, and trade in ideas or intellectual property. Some people describe the WTO as the free trade institution. They are wrong, because the WTO permits tariffs and, in limited circumstances, other forms of protection. It is more accurate to say that it is a system of rules dedicated to open, fair, and undistorted competition. Previous GATT rules which laid down the basis on which governments could impose compensating duties on these two forms of unfair competition, were extended and clarified in WTO agreements. Now you are going to hear the talk a second time. You now have 100 seconds to check your answers to questions 35 to 44.